Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
25702.
Thank you. He said that was 25702.
Yes.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Donna Childers.
Thank you. And so that I can make sure I do have the correct account pulled up, could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
416 Roland Court, Huntington, West Virginia, 25702.
Thank you. Okay, and I am showing that you have our Hype watch, and how may I help you today?
Well, I received the keto that was sent in. What happened was I thought the watch was a gift, and that I only was going to have to pay $6.95 for shipping. Well, I called the other day to find out why the keto, why I hadn't gotten it, and they said that it was shipped. Well, I didn't get it until yesterday, but the thing about it is, I can't take the keto because I have other medications I can't take with it. And on top of that, a girl I called a while ago and somehow we got disconnected. I don't know if she hung up or if I hit it. I don't know what happened. But anyway, she went to check on it. I said, I don't want the keto and I want all my money back that I've spent so far. I've been charged as 40. 40, I don't have exactly 46 something, but I understand I have to pay another $59 for the watch. I don't want any of it. I think it's all because I thought it was a gift from T-Mobile and find out it has nothing to do with T-Mobile. I'm just not happy with the whole situation, so I don't want any of it. Hello?
Well, yes, I do completely understand, and I really am sorry. So what I am showing that I can do is I am showing that I can issue a 35% discount on the watch for you.
No, I don't think that's enough. I don't want to pay for the earbuds. I don't want to pay for the keto. I don't want any of it. Because I understand I have to send it all back. Or, no, excuse me, the young lady I spoke to just a little bit ago said that you couldn't take the keto back. But I didn't see that. Where you ordered it anyway? When you got the watch, when you went down, it says next. You go next, and it comes up the earbuds. And I tried to get out of it, and there was no way I could get out of it. The watch would have been okay at $6.95, but nowhere did I see where it said you had to pay an additional 50 some dollars if you keep it. I think all of that is, I called it fraud, but I don't know what it is other than trying to entrap people into buying things.
Well, I do completely understand how you feel. However, it does state on our website in our terms of conditions that that is a 14-day trial. If you do not cancel within 14 days, that you would be billed for that watch. And since I really would hate for you to have to send those products back, I am showing that I can offer my discount, which would bring that up to a 50% discount.
And what do you mean 50% on what amount? I've already paid $46.
So yes, I'd be able to issue a 50% refund on that and a 50% discount on the watch.
So how much is that going to be?
If you'll give me just a moment, I can see the exact amounts for you.
I appreciate that. the other one.
So that would bring the cost of the watch down to $29.98, and that would be a refund on the earpods and the keto of $24.97.
Well, since I've already paid, what, 40? What have you already taken out of my account?
I'm showing there was a charge of $6.97 for the shipping of the Hype Watch and $49.94 for the Hype Pods and the Bone and Oak Keto.
All right. So how much more are you going to charge me for the watch?
So there would be a refund for the Bone and Oak Ketos and the Hype Pods of $24.97, and there would be a charge of the Hype Watch of $29.98.
Well, why would you have to give me money back and then charge me?
So, yes, yeah, since those are two separate charges, we would have to refund the 50% for the Hype Pods and the Bone and Oak Keto, and there would be a charge for the 50% of the watch.
Okay. But now, the charge for the watch won't be until the 23rd.
If you'll give me just a second, I can see exactly when that would be for you.
Thank you.
So I am showing it would actually charge on the 24th.
On what?
The charge for the watch would be on the 24th, as the 23rd would have been your last day of your trial.
Oh, okay. So it'll be the 24th.
Yes.
Is when you charge it. So when will you give the discount back to me?
So you'll see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
All right. Okay, I'll go ahead and take that.
And was there anything else I could assist you with today?
No, that'll be all.
Well, I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you do have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. Goodbye.